Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Nun, and we're going to begin on Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Beis at the end of the fourth wide line. Bar Rav Yehuda Merav, B'shar Shabikes Oysha Rosha Lassus L'Oysa Tzadikach, when Nebuchadnezzar wanted to sodomize Tzadikyo, Nimshecha Arlosoi Sholosh Meis Amma, his Aver extended 300 Amas. And in such an embarrassing situation, it went around the whole room where they were having the Suda. Shinema, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk we spoke about yesterday, Savata Koloin Mikavoid, you had shame instead of honor. Shasei Gam Atova Ha'oral, you and the Oral were trying to drink, and this is what happened to you. And Oral, says the Gemara, the word Oral is the Gematria Shlosh Meis Hava 300. Vamar Yudam Rav. When Nebuchadnezzar died and went to Gehenim, Rashu Koyarde Gehenim, everybody in Gehenim got trembling. Amru, Shem Limsha Aleim Ba, maybe he's coming just like he ruled in this world, maybe he's coming to rule in that world. Oi, on the other hand, they thought, Lechalos Kamaisahum Ba, maybe he's going to come suffer like they who are in Gehenim are suffering. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, they asked, Gam Atab, Chalisa Kamainu, did you come here to be affected, to be punished like us, or Alein and Amshalta, are you coming to rule over us? Yotza Baskov Amra, so the Baskov came out and said, Mimi Noamta, who do you think you're better? Ridei Vashkeva Asareilim, go and be together with all the other Areilim, and you will suffer in Gehenim. So the Inyakov says a powerful word. He says, these people are in Gehenim already. What's the difference if Anuchavetz is there or not? They're already getting the Oynish of Gehenim. So he says, we say by Tachnan, Nipno no biyad Hashem, biyad Adam alapola. It's always better to be in God's hands than people's hands. People even in Gehenim, with the terrible Oynish of Gehenim, are better off to be in Hashem's hands than to be in Nebuchadnezzar's hands. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Eich Shavata Noigish, Shofsa Madeva, Eich you, this ruler, this Madeva came to rest. What does that mean? Amar Yudah Merav, Shofsa Amazu, this nation that Nebuchadnezzar ruled, came to halt. Shomra Madeid Vahavei, measure your money and bring it. Everything you had, everything the Jews had, they demanded they should bring. Vikad Amri, others say what they meant was Shomra Ma'oid Ma'oid Havei, Blamida. Just keep on bringing without any limit. So I saw a nice pshat from the Ben Ish Chai. He explains what's the difference between Medoid Vahavei and the Ikad Amri. So he says that when Nebuchadnezzar's general, Nebuzaradan, encircled Yerushalayim, he couldn't penetrate the wall of Yerushalayim. And he was about to retreat. He said, this is useless. We're not going to be able to get into Yerushalayim. But there was a nace. He was given a prophecy and says, measure the wall, and you'll see that every day the wall is sinking in a little bit, until the wall will completely sink in and you'll just be able to march in. This was the nation that measured, and they kept on measuring until they could enter Yerushalayim. Continues the Gemara. The Pasuk says in the nail, Rabbi Yisera HaSaftali, at a certain point in Nebuchadnezzar, first he was taken away from his kingdom and then he was returned. And the Pasuk says that he will have greater honor than he had originally. Nebuchadnezzar rode on a male lion, the kosher tannin baroshay, and he used a serpent around the neck of this lion. The kam shenemar, the gamas chayas hasada, even the animals of the world, the sati loy la'avdai, was subservient to him. The Mefarshim explained that who's Dari represent? Dari represents Klal Yisrael, Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Who does the serpent represent? Egypt. Egypt is always compared to a snake. That Nebuchadnezzar had such powerful koyach in the world that he was able to rule both the Jews and the Egyptians. The whole world was under his dominion. Says the Mishnah, La Yiska Adam Payalim B'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. And furthermore, says the Mishnah, he's not allowed to ask a friend to hire workers on his behalf. So let's go through these two dinim. The first din is La Yiska Adam Payalim Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. So Rashi says, why? A pasuk that we've used many times, because the pasuk says, Mimtza Cheftzach Avedab Adover. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do business, so I'm not allowed to hire workers. That's what Rashi says here. And that's what the Rambam in Pirush Mishnah says. It's interesting, Rashi Masechta Beya says a different reason. Rashi Masechta Beya says the reason is Shema Yichtoif. If I hire a worker, I may write a contract, or I may write a memorandum. And the loch is, that's why you're not allowed to hire a worker on Shabbos. We'll discuss in the Gemara what the nafgaminas between these two pshatim are. Now the Gemara says, you're not allowed to hire, you're not allowed to ask your friend to do it on your behalf. There's a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, what the Gemara is going to ask, Rashi says, we'll see in a moment, of course, if I can't do it, how can I ask my friend to do it? And Rashi says, because if I ask my friend to do it, I'm over lifnei evil esitei mechshel. So the Pais can point out from this Rashi a very important halacha. We know that lifnei evil esitei mechshel means you're not allowed to cause your friend to do an aveira. But there's a shaila that only apply to aveiras that are osim midaraisa or even isim midrabbanan. From this Rashi, we see that it even applies to the Rabbanan. Because what is the issa here? The issa is this is the Rabbanan. No matter how you learn Pshat, if it's Mimtza Cheftzcha or because of Shem Yichtav. Yet Rashi says that Lifnei Iver is applicable. So we see that Lifnei Iver is applicable even on a Veir the Rabbanan, which is a big Chiddush. Right. It's the same concept. Continues the Mishnah. We know on Shabbos, we're going to start learning Masechtas Ervin soon, you're not allowed to walk past the Tchum. Unless you make an Erev Tchumim. But everybody has a Tchum of 2,000 Amah. So the halacha is, let's say you want to stand right by the Tchum, and what's your intent? Then right away, Matzoi Shabbos, you'll go over to the other side to be able to hire the workers. That's where you could get workers. The halacha is, you're not allowed to do that. Or Lavi Peiris, if you want to go on the other side to collect fruit. Avol, Machshechu Lishmar, you're allowed to stand there in order to watch your fruit. Why are you allowed to stand there to watch your fruit? Because since on Shabbos, theoretically, if the fruit was in the Tchum, you could watch. There's nothing wrong with looking at fruit, watching your fruit on Shabbos. So you could stand by the Tchum even to get to do that. And now, says the Mishnah, now that you permissibly stood there to watch your Peiris, now when you're there and you want to bring some Peiris, you could do that too. Or maybe Peiris, B'yodai. Now you can even bring those Peiris with your hand. Since your intent was for something which is mutter. Klalama abishol, kol shani zak b'mirasai, whatever I'm allowed to say, rishani on Shabbos to do, rishani lachshechol, if I could stand by the tchum to do it. Is abishol arguing on the Tanna Kamma, what abishol means will be tomorrow's shir. Ask the Gemara, maishna hu, maishna chaveri. The Mishnah says, I can't hire somebody, and I can't ask my friend to hire somebody. So what's the difference, me or my friend? If I'm not allowed to do it, my friend's not allowed to do it. So now, the Sfasemis explains this Gemara like this. He says, if we say the reason of the Mishnah is Gzeir Shemi Yichtoiv, the Gemara's question is great. Maishnahu, Maishnah Chaveroi. If I'm not allowed to hire a worker because there's a concern that I may memorialize the deal by writing, the same concern is if my friend hires him on my behalf. But if the issue is Mimtzai Cheftzcha, that you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, so then there may be a difference between me and my friend. I'm not allowed to hire a worker because I'm doing business on Shabbos. But if my friend is hiring a worker on my behalf, he's not doing business. He has nothing to gain from it. So why is the Gemara saying that the Chaveroi is the same as me? So the Sefer says a nice teretz. Yes, when my Chaver goes and hires a worker on my behalf, he's not over Mimtzai Cheftzcha. But when I asked him to do it, I was over Mimtza Cheftzcha, if I asked my friend. So Maishnahu, what's the difference if I go directly to the employee and ask him to work, or I ask my friend to go to the employee? Under both circumstances, I was over Mimtza Cheftzcha, because I spoke about business on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Amra, Papa, who are we talking about? Chav and Nachri. It's not my Jewish friend, it's my guy. For him, it's not Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Maskevah, Rav Ashi asks, we've learned many times in this Masechta, Amira L'Nachri Shvus, asking a guy to work, do a malach for me on Shabbos, is an Issa D'Rabbanan. And Rashi tells us, where do we learn it from? Because if you remember, we learned the Sugyas, that if there's a fire on Shabbos, I'm not allowed to ask my friend, a guy to extinguish it. Amira L'Nachri Shvus. Asks Rabbi Kiva Eger, a Gevaldik Akasha, how could Rashi bring a Raya from that case? There, we're dealing with a Issa D'Oraisa. A mere kibui is an Issa D'Oraisa. So that I'm maybe not allowed to ask a guy to do for me. But here we're not talking about an Issa D'Oraisa. Here we're talking about an Issa D'Rabbanon. So maybe there's a difference if I'm asking a guy to do a D'Rabbanon or I'm asking a guy to do a D'Oraisa. Why doesn't the Gemara say that, Teretz? So Rav Kivega says, so some of Farshim say, from here we see, Chiddush, the Mimtza Chavtzacha is Issa D'Oraisa. Rav Kivega wants to say, no, the deer it's also Issa D'Rabbanon. Why is it an Issa D'Rabbanon by the Kibbutz? Because it's a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. So there also it's only Issa D'Rabbanon. But Rav Kivega asks on himself, without answering, he says, even if you'll say it's Issa D'Rabbanon, but when I see somebody extinguishing a fire, is the guy a Lamdan to went through 150 bladim sech to Shabbos to know what a malacha and a tzrich l'gufa is or isn't? He sees kibui, and kibui is the raisa. Here it's a malacha d'rabbanon always. So how can we compare that case to our case? And he stays with the kasha. Ela meravashi, I feel time a chaver yisrael, even if it's a Jew. Hakam ashmalon, la yoyim adam chaver schar li pa'alim. I'm not allowed to tell my friend hire workers on my behalf. Explicitly, I could tell my chaver, Hanira Shataman Mil Erev. Maybe you want to meet. Let's meet Matzoi Shabbos. And he understands that what do I want to meet him? To hire him to work. But since I didn't say it explicitly, it's mutter. Because Masnisa Mani, Krebishub and Parcha. The Tanya, Layoim Adam Lachaver, Hanira Shataman Mil Erev. I can't even tell my chaver, let's meet tonight, because it's obvious that what is my intent? To hire him to work. I can't tell him, let's meet tonight. That's the halacha. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. I can't tell him, but I could imply. Dibur Osir, only to speak explicitly, business issues is Osir in Shabbos, and all the things we'll speak about soon. Hearer, just hearer is Mutter. So, there's an interesting Taisus here, it has nothing to do really with the Sugya, but Taisus goes into an Arichis, who Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha is. And Taisus says the possibly ben Karcha meant was Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shuv was Rabbi Kiva's son. And Rabbi Kiva was bald, that's why he was called Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha. But at the end, Taisus doesn't agree with that. There's a very interesting machloikis. We just said Amira l'nachri shvus. We didn't just say it, we learned it many times. What's going to be the halacha Amira da Amira? That means I tell a guy and a guy tells another guy. Will it have the same halacha or not? So it's emes machloikis of the Chavis Yor and the Avodis HaGrishuni. The Chavis Yor says that Amira da Amira is mutter. The Avodis HaGrishuni says Amira da Amira is also Osir. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. He says, if Amira da Amira would be mutter, why didn't the Gemara say that that's what happened here? I told one guy, and the guy told the other guy. So it's a raya that even Amira da Amira is usher. Tachsam soifa paskins la loch lamais like this. Amira da Amira on Shabbos is usher. That means I telling one guy, and him telling another guy is usher. But Amira da Amira from Matzoi Shabbos is mutter. That means I'm allowed to tell a guy something on Shabbos, with the condition that he won't tell it to the next guy on Shabbos, he'll only tell it to them on Matzoi Shabbos. That the Chasam Sofer says is mutter. Says the Gemara. Ramalei Rav Achbar Funa L'Rava. Mi Am Rabbi Yochanan. Dibur Aser Her Mutter. The Rabbi Yochanan say that only speaking is Aser, but thinking is mutter. Alma, why obviously does he say that? Because he holds Hira Lav Kedibur Dami. That thinking is not equivalent to speaking. Ask the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'chom makom mutter laharer. You're always allowed to think about Torah. You're not only allowed to, you should think about Torah. Chutz v'beisak merachatz and beisak kisi. Besides when you're in the bathroom. So you see that thinking is the same as talking. Otherwise you would not be allowed to think. And says the Gemara, Shani Hasam, there is a new din. Because the Pasuk says, V'hoyim machnecha kadosh v'leka. If you need to have machnecha kadosh, ask the Gemara, Hachanamik Sivala Yerachab Ervis Dover. But doesn't the Pasuk say Dover? Speaking, not thinking. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk of Yerachab Ervis Dover teaches us a different limud. Hume Bailel Chreb Yehuda. Damar of Yehuda, Akam Orem Oslikris Krishma Kenegdoi. That you're not allowed to say Krishma in front of a naked guy. Ask the Gemara, Mayuri Akam. Why a guy? I feel Yisrael Nami, even a Jew. Says the Gemara, of course. Let me buy come. The Gemara says it goes without saying. Let me buy Yisrael the Osir. Certainly by a Jew it's Osir. Aval Akam. Kivin Ksibesha Bsar Bukhar Khamar Bisarm. Since idolaters are compared to donkeys, Aim Shapadami, that you are allowed to say Shema, dear Erva is not an Erva, Kamash Malon. Ask the Aim Hechana. That's what the possible Ayir Bukha Ervastava means. Aim Hechanami, maybe ask the Mar, maybe dear Erva is not an Erva. I'm a Krah, the Pasuk says by Noyach, the Erva Saviyam Loira. He didn't see their Erva of Noach. Now Noach was a guy, and still his Erva is called an Erva. There's a beautiful piece of Bir Halacha, today's Chavetz Chaim's yard site. The Bir Halacha says like this, the Shail Sechuvis, Binyan Olam, quotes the Gra. The Gra says that even that a person is not allowed to learn without saying Birch Satira. Says the Gra that if a person is not going to speak the Rei Torah, he's only going to think the Rei Torah, he has to say Birch Satira first. You have to make the bracha. Says the Chafetz Chaim, because obviously because the Gra says Hiru Kedibur, by Divrei Torah I say Hiru Kedibur. Says the Chafetz Chaim from Al Gemara, we see a Raya now like that. Al Gemara says they really hear a Lav Kedibur. There's only a special law of Ahoyim Achnecha Kadosh. See, if by Divrei Torah Hiru Kedibur, why didn't the Gemara say that? So it's a proof that by Divrei Torah also, like by the rest of Halacha, we say Hiru Lav Kedibur. The Bir Halacha's question on the Gra. Ask the Gemara of Vadiba Ma'asur, is it also to speak on Shabbos? Varav Chizrav Hamnu, Darmatavaya Cheshboin Shal Mitzvah, Mutal Chashvim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to think about Mitzvahs on Shabbos, you're allowed to speak about them. Vamar Belozer, Poiskim Tztokla Nim B'Shabbos. You could give Tztokla on Shabbos. So there's a very important Ran. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. The Halacha is, A Magdishim B'Shabbos. That you're not allowed to go make something Hegdish in Shabbos. Why? Because it's like Mekkah Chememka, it's like doing business. So ask the Ran, if that's the Halacha, why are you allowed to give Tzedakah on Shabbos? So the Ran says, there's a difference. When I Magdish something, I Magdish a specific item. I take an object, and I say, I want this to be Hegdish. When I give Tzedakah, I'm not giving a specific item. I'm just saying, I'm going to give a donation, even if I say the amount. But I'm not taking out a dollar bill, I'm saying that this is Tzedakah. That's why there's no problem of a magdishim b'shabbos. But what will come out la'aloch l'maisa? Let's say somebody's going to give a specific item, then there may be a problem. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that let's say somebody knows, he quotes a Magen Avraham, let's say somebody knows from before Shabbos that he's going to donate a specific item on Shabbos Yontif, he should do it, he should say it already from before Shabbos, and then just announce it on Shabbos. But the Pais can discuss here why it's mutter l'mashal to sell aliyahs on Shabbos or Yontif in the shul in a kehillah. Why isn't that like mekach v'memkar? You're auctioning, you're selling, and the only hetter they basically come up is two atayim. First of all, it's tzedakah that can't be done another time. You can't sell aliyahs for Shabbos during the week. There's nobody there. And also, the hetter is because you're not really selling something specific. Aliyah is not a tangible item. So you're not selling, but if you want to donate a tangible item, so it's not so posh. The only head to donate a tangible item is if the item doesn't exist. Let's say somebody says, I'm going to give a Sefer Torah, but the Sefer Torah wasn't written. So that can't be called that you will magdish it. There is nothing to be magdish. But if you have something specific that you have in your possession and you want to donate it, it's not so posh to do it on Shabbos Yontif. But you don't have that specific $100 bill. You're giving out the $100, but you're not saying it's this $100 bill, it's this check. Continues the Gemara. V'amrav Yaakov Aridi, Amrav Yoichar, Mefakim Pekuch Nefesh, Pekuch Rabban B'Shabbos. We're allowed to do anything for Pekuch Nefesh. We're allowed to do whatever is Tzorich Rabban B'Shabbos. Now, there's an interesting truth from Rabbi Yoshev on Pekuch Rabban. What does a Rabban mean? So first of all, Rabbi Yoshev says that just because you have a group of people, you have 10 Jewish partners, doesn't make it a Rabban. So it could be 10 Jews, but that doesn't make it a rabbin. Rabbin means that it's a community, that you're doing something for the community. But he says, even in that, the shayla that he was asked was from a moshav. This moshav in Eretz Yisrael is an agriculture, and they have a thermometer with which they measure the humidity to know how much water the fields need. And he was asked, are they allowed to use that thermometer on Shabbos? We just learned yesterday that a medida is also on Shabbos. But is this considered a tzarchei rabbin? So he says, Tzarech Rabban doesn't mean that your business needs to work on Shabbos, and it's a business that's owned by the community. A community need means that the community needs something, and you're trying to help the community, not that just you're trying to do a business, and it happens to be a community business. Continues the Gemara. You can go to shul to have a meeting for community needs. These are the various places, the theaters, the councils, where they're going war. So what Mefarshim explains like this. First they have the meeting in the shul to decide on a plan of action, and after they have the meeting to decide on the plan of action, they can actually carry it out if it's a tzarich rabim. Continues the Gemara, V'tanud Be'im Nashra, M'shatran al Tinoikis L'Aris B'Shabbos. We're allowed to do Shidduchim on Shabbos. So I saw a beautiful Pshat, why? There's a Gemara, Medrash. The Medrash says, Shom Matronya Achas. There was a noble woman that asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. What does he do now? The world is here. It's created. What does Hashem do? He's Mezavik Zavugim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spends the whole day making Shidduchim. So that means, after the 6th day, Yoyim Hashishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished creating the world, and what did he start doing on the first Shabbos? He started making Shidduchim. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Shidduchim on Shabbos, so we're allowed to. You're allowed to set up a yeshiva or even a schooling for your child on Shabbos. Even Mudechol. Right. V'shad HaChabonis. Tinnak L'lam de Sefer. Omakra. L'lam de Sefer means because he's not going to teach on Shabbos. So right now we're still in Akasha. The Kasha is, so you see a lot of do all these things on Shabbos, and we're saying you know how to talk. Omakra answers the Gemara. Mimtsechevtsecha v'dabedover. Chavetsecha asurim, chevtse shemayim. Anything that applies to chevtse shemayim is maturim, and all these things are considered chevtse shemayim. Amar Yudam Shmuel, Cheshboinu Shomelech. So Rashi explains Shomelech. Stam, if you're trying to give somebody advice, but it doesn't really affect you. Or, Mishal Mabakach. Mabakach means something that you just talk but doesn't really have any relevance. Mutal Cheshbon B'Shabbos. You're allowed to think about them on Shabbos. Tanya Namihochi, Cheshboinu Sh'avru. Cheshboinu is something that war, V'Shesidin Liyois, Osal Cheshbon. You're not allowed to think them. Shamelech, v'shamabekach mutal chashv b'shabbos, that you're allowed to. V'minu asked the Gemara, chashv in chashboinu shen tzrichim, you're allowed to think about something that's not that relevant. V'im chashv in chashboinu shen tzrichim b'shabbos, but you're not allowed to think about something that's relevant. Ketzad, oyim adam l'chaveroi, kach v'kach pa'al ha-matzeis al-sodazu, a person could say, I spent this much money on this business, kach v'kach, the norm it says al terazu. I spent this much on the house. He shouldn't say this is how much I spent. And this is how much I'm going to spend. So you see, ask the Gemara you're allowed to talk about what was. And before we said you're not allowed to, answers the Gemara ultamech. The Bryce itself is self directory. First the Bryce says that you're allowed to say, and then it says you're not allowed to say. El had ik agre de igre gabe, had lek agre de igre gabe. The Gemara's Teretz is like this. If both we're talking in the future, certainly you're not allowed to talk about. Money that I'm going to spend, I'm not allowed to talk about. But what about money that I already spent? So the Nafkamina is like this. Even if I already incurred the debt, but I didn't pay it, I'm not allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. Why? Because I still owe the money, so it's still not complete. The only thing I'm allowed to talk about is something that I already spent the money, and I already paid out all the workers. There it's mutter. But the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yoina. Even though we said hirur mutter, that you're allowed to think about business on Shabbos, and the reason is because you really can't control your thoughts, or, like we just said, something shamabekach, something that was, is mutter, still says the Rabbeinu Yoina, that a person in Shabbos, if these thoughts bring him agmas nefesh, let's say somebody thinks about all the money he's spent, and it brings him agmas nefesh, he's not allowed to think about it in Shabbos. He says, perfect raya, we say it in Ritzei, shlei teit tzara v'yogoyim, a person not allowed to have tzara v'yogain. If thinking about the money you spend and thinking about your business brings you a yogain, you're not allowed to think about it on Shabbos. So I saw a wonderful ma'isa. There was a Jew that couldn't control himself. He always was thinking about his business. He always was thinking about the business and made him depressed, or even if it didn't make him depressed. And we just said, Shabbos, you like take tzara v'yogain. What's he supposed to do? So he went to the Divrei Cheskel, the Shin of Rav. And he asked him, I have this problem. So the Shin of Arav told him, what you should do is, that every day, there are people that learn every day something called Chaykli Yisrael. Chaykli Yisrael has in it Chumash, and Nach, and Gemara, and Mishnayis. It has even a little Zohar there. It has everything. He says, everybody should learn, you should be Makabel, to have a Kviyas to learn every day. You know, if I'd be bold enough to say, probably be the same to Daf Yomi. Learn every day with a Kviyas. And he said, not only learn every day with a Kviyas. He says, after you finish learning, make sure to think about what you learned. Akasha, a Teretz, a Ha'ora, and you'll see that you'll be able to control your thoughts. V'kachav. Let's try it. Emachshichin. So we saw in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to stand by the border, by the Tchum, on Shabbos to go to bring payers. Tarabonim. Says the Gemara, Ma'is b'chassid echad. There was a story with a certain chassid, Shenifritzel aperetz b'tayach sadeyu, that the war broke down on Shabbos, v'nimachal el gadra, and he decided to fix it. V'niskesh Shabbos hu, and then he realized that it's Shabbos, v'nimna oisa chassid le gadra, and he decided not to do it. So there's two ways of learning the Gemara. One way is the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara, is that he originally planned on doing it. Had he actually done it, so that would be considered Ma'isa Shabbos, building a wall on Shabbos, and he certainly would not have allowed to use that wall. What happened was, he never actually carried out his thought. He only thought about it. But he was a chassid, and he was makbid on himself that he, as soon as he thought that he's going to do something wrong, he already didn't want to have anor. That's the posh pshat in the Gemara. The Taz says a chiddush. The Taz says pshat in the Gemara is that he never intended to do it himself. A person should intend to be mechal Shabbos. He intended to ask a goy to do it, which is also awesome. We just learned Amir al-Nachri Shvus. But it's not as bad as doing it yourself. And then he realized he should have never, that was wrong. And even though he'd never asked the guy, and the guy actually obviously never did it, if he never asked him, since had he asked the guy, and if the guy would have done it, it would be also to have a no from it. Therefore, he already didn't have a no just because he thought about it. So the Taz paskins la locha from here, he quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he paskins la locha from here, that if you ask a guy to do malacha, and a guy does malacha for you, you're not allowed to have enough from it. This is a riot that he brings. Now, because he was so careful, for nas le nes, why was the nes? For also le butzlaf, a caper bush grew up from it, and he was able to live off this caper bush. Because like Rashi explains, a caper bush is very unique. It has a fruit that's edible, it has a flower that's edible, and the bush is edible. And he was able, so it's very, very good thing. And he had enough from it. So the Shlach HaKadosh and the Rizal all explain that this person was Tzolofkot. That this story was a Tzolofkot. Tzolofkot, they say, was the Mekoshish Eitzim. He was the person that was Mechal Shabbos in the Midbar. But his real kavana was to teach Klal Yisrael the severity of Shabbos, and he came back in this world as this chassid, and now he showed the world what Shabbos meant, how careful he was with Shabbos. And they say that he got this gevaldig schar, these three, that the caper bush that has these three things. Why did he get something with three things? Say, so two pshatim. One pshat is that he was careful with the dibur, that he didn't say on Shabbos what he wasn't supposed to. He was careful with the ma'aseh he didn't do with Shabbos what he wasn't supposed to. And he was careful with machshava. He wanted him to make sure that his thoughts were right. So he got a kefir bush that has three fruits. But I saw another pshat. Nada was saying that this was Tzolofkot. We know that the B'nai Tzolofkot were very special women. What were their three qualities? Darshanios, Chachmanios, Tzidkanios. So the kefir bush that has three qualities represent his daughters that have those three characteristics. Now, there's the one kasha the Mefarshim ask. Slaf echad. The Mefarshim ask a question. We know that whoever a nes happens to in this world, menakin loy min shemayim, it takes away from your credit in shemayim. So what's so great that this nes happened to him and he had panasa? It takes away from his olam haba. So the Mefarshim explain like that, like this. When does a person, if he does what he's supposed to do, does what the din is? Schar mitzvah al maleka, the schar is in the next world. But if a person goes lefnim mishur sadin, then he gets schar in this world. This chassid went lefnim mishur sadin because he didn't do anything wrong. He just thought about it. Here or mutter. So what he did was lefnim mishur sadin. A person that acts with Nim Mishur Sadin doesn't affect his schar in Olam Ha'aba. He gets his schar by Olam Hazeh. Continues the Gemara. Ara Yudam Shmuel. Mota Adam Laim L'Chaveroi. A person could tell his colleague, L'Krach Ploni Ani Ha'ilich L'Mocher. I'm going here tomorrow. By going there, it involves going past the Tchum. Says the Gemara, no, there's a possible way to go without violating the Tchum. Because Aloch is, again, like we said, we're going to limit Sachta Erevin soon. Shim Yesh Borgenen Hoylich. That if there were huts, let's say there are huts within every 70 Amos, you could keep on walking. So since there's a mutadig way to get past the Tchum, so maybe in this specific situation, I don't have the huts. But since theoretically there's a way of going, it's mutter. Ask the Gemara Tanan. We just learned in our Mishnah, Ei mechashkim latchum, let's go paralim, and not let us stay by the tchum in order to hire workers, or lohavi peiris, or in order to bring fruit. Bishlam lisko palim the Shabbos lematzi ogre. We just said you're only allowed to do in Shabbos. I'm only allowed to ask my friend to do something that I could do. There's no way that I could hire workers. I was explained in Ami Aleph. Ella avi peiris. The Gemara thinks that what's the problem with bringing fruit? The bringing fruit is because you're over haitzah. Lema, and we just said that anything that theoretically can be done in Shabbos, you're allowed to ask your colleague to do. So there's a way of carrying on Shabbos with an Erev. Lema, Shem Yesha Mechitzis, maybe. If there would have been an Erev, he could have brought it. So since there's a theoretically mutadig way to do it, we should be allowed to speak about it. Answers the Gemara, you're right. If the only problem with bringing these fruit would be carrying, you're right. Then it would be mutter to say. Here we're talking about Mishkachla Beperes HaMechubarim. The fruit that's attached. There is no hetadig way to tear fruit from the ground, and that's why I'm not allowed to tell my friend to bring it for me or talk about it, because there's no way of doing it the heter. Ask the Gemara, V'tani Rabbi Yishio, Ei mechashkim al tchum, I'm not allowed to stand by the border of the tchum, lovi tevin kash, to bring straw or hay. Bishlam kash, v'shkach slam mechubar. So you can have hay that's still connected. Because that's hay is unprocessed straw, and Tosfos says an interesting chiddush. He says even if you would detach kash from the earth, it would not be considered toilish. You would not be over the malacha of tearing. Why? Because since it's already completely grown and it's not nourishing from the ground, there's no iser of toilish. What is the iser? Yipui karka. If you weed your field, let's say all the thing is completely grown, there's no nourishment, but making your garden pretty is also a deraisa. So that I understand why there's no way to do it beheter. El tevin hechem shkachsla. We're saying that anything that could be moved, that could be done beheter, I'm allowed to talk about. Now straw is detached. By definition, tevin means processed straw, which is already detached. So why is there a problem asking somebody to do it? Or why is there a problem standing by the tchum? I'm allowed to do it. There's a theoretical hetadig way of moving it. Answers the Gemara, Mishkach b'tav nesira. Since the straw is spoiled, so it's muksa. And we learned in Mishnah that you're not allowed to move a straw mattress in Shabbos. So since it's muksa, there is no hetadig way of getting it to you. And since there's no hetadig way of getting it to you, you can't stand by the tchum on that behalf. Continues the Gemara, Toshma, Mechashkim al Tchum, Lefakech al Iske Kalav al Iske Mes. So Mishnah we're going to learn tomorrow, that you're allowed to stand by the Tchum if you need to do something for Kala or for Mes. What is the Diyuk of the Mishnah? Al Iske Kala Mes in, strictly for Kala or Mes, Al Iske Achaloi. So now we have to compare and say something that would be usher normally, I'm going to say by Kala's Mutter. So Bishlam Achadumi the Kala Mishkach Slo. What does it mean? Lemizgalei Osso. The Kalas used to wear a headpiece made out of flowers. So we're saying like this. For my friend, I'm not allowed to do it because there's no way of cutting mutter on Shabbos. We're saying for a Kala, there's a special heter. Ela Mace Mainehu. What am I doing for the Mace? That I'm saying that for a Mace, I may do it. And for anybody else, for a Mace, I may stand by the Tchum. For anyone else, I may not. What is it? Lohavalei Aron Techtichin. To carry the Aron Techtichin, which is only an Issa of carrying. V'ktani meisin avachaloi. But the question is, v'mai? Lema shem yesha mechitzas mevi. Just like you could carry with an Erev. And we're saying that if there's a theoretical way of doing it beheter, I'm allowed to stand by the tchum. So there's a theoretical way of doing it. I could carry with an Erev. So why is the halacha that I only could do it for a mace, not for anybody else? Says the Gemara, the heter for the mace is not carrying. If the only issue was carrying, I could carry for anybody. Meis namishkachas lo, it's talking about lemizgal glima, that they have to sew the tachrichim. Sewing tachrichim, there is no heta to sew ever in Shabbos, and that's the heta the Mishnah says, that for a meis, I'm allowed to stand by the tchum in order to sew the tachrichim. Others say it's not necessarily to sew the tachrichim, to make the orin, which is also boina, which is also in Shabbos, and for a meis, the next Mishnah will teach us, we have a special heta. Avmach shichin, we are allowed to stand there in order to watch the peiris. Now, according to the way we learned the Gemara, it's very understandable. Because since you're allowed to watch the peiris on Shabbos, you're allowed to stand by the tchum. And then, says the Gemara, that once, since you stood there by heter, then you could, and that was your main intent, you could also bring the peiris home at Matzoy Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, v'afk avdoloy avdol, but you didn't make avdolo. And we learned, ask the Gemara, v'am Rabbi Elazar ben Tignis, m'shim Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, oslo odom shiyas chafetzov, kodim shiyadu, you're not allowed to do anything until you make avdolo. V'chi teim da'adu b'tfilah, I davened ma'irv, and I said, atuch hanatanu. V'am Rabbi Yehuda m'shmu, hamavd b'tfilah, even though you said avdolo, tzoruch shiyadu l'akos. You still have to say avdolo separately. V'chi teim, what are you going to tell me? Da'avd l'akos, that he said avdolo. Ask the Gemara, kos b'sodom yuka, does he have a cup of wine in the field? Tergmer Rav Nosmer Ami Kamei the Rava Ben Agita Shishonim. It's talking that in the where he is, there's a wine press, and that's why he has wine. Amalei Rav Avler Vashi from Rav Amirin Hachi. And at the start they say like this: Hamadam and Kaddish L'Choil. As soon as they said Hamadam and Kaddish L'Choil, Vavdin and Tzurchin, and they right away did what they're allowed to. Right away they did the melacha. Amalei Rav Vashi. Kavina Bay of Kahana, have Oma Madam and Kush Lachoil, used to say Madam and Kush Lachoil, or Musaltin and Silti in chapter 1. So this is a very important Gemara Lalocha. So the Shulchan Aruch says that based on the final Girsa B'Marava, if you say Atochan Antanu, that's enough. You're not allowed to do Malacha until you say Havdalah, but Atochan Antanu is enough, which is very important for the women, because women who don't have a Mairiv don't say Atochan Antanu. And even some Rishonim say that Atochan Antanu is not enough. You have to say Baruch HaMavdam and Kaddish L'Choil. Now, in Baruch HaMavdam and Kaddish L'Choil, there's a very big machloikus, Rashi in the Rif. Rashi says, all you have to say is Baruch HaMavdam and Kaddish L'Choil. You don't have to say Shem Hashem. The Rif says that you have to say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You have to say Havdalah. But now, there's an interesting question. The question is, if according to the Rif, you have to say Baruch Ato Hashem, until you say it, you can't do melacha, so how could you ever put on the havdalah before you make havdalah? You didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem yet. So let's think about that question. There's a very interesting machloikis Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes this Gemara, quotes the Gemara as it says, you're not allowed to do melacha until you say Baruch HaMavdam and Kaddish L'Chayim. The Ramah says, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He says, what are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to do Malach Gedoyla. The Malach Ketana you're allowed to do. So the Taz right away asks him to Ramah, what's the difference? Malach Gedoyla, Malach Ketana? What is Malach Gedoyla? What is Malach Ketana? So the Taz says, what we just said is the answer. The question is, if you have to say Baruch Ata Hashem El Kedem El Cha'olam, Hamad Ben Kadosh L'Chayil, until then you're not allowed to do Malacha, so how could you ever turn on the candle? How could you ever light the candle? So says the Taz, it must mean that the Gemara only meant that you're not allowed to do Malacha Gedoyla. A Malacha Ketana, you are allowed to do. And that's why you're allowed to turn on the candle, because that's, light the candle, because that's a Malacha Ketana. And he says a proof from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, we said Baruch HaMavdol, and then we chopped wood. What about putting on a candle? It must be that they had the candle on before. Why? Because it's a Malacha Ketana, and a Malacha Ketana you're allowed to do. What is the machlokes? So in other words, we have really two machlokes. One machlokes is you have to say Baruch HaMavdol, or do you have to say Baruch Ato Hashem? Another machlokes is, what is mutter? Or malach, what is also? Or malacha, or only malacha gedoyla? So there's a beautiful vart from the Brisker Rav who explains this machlokes, both machlokes, with one vart. He says like this, what is pshat in this Gemara? When the Gemara says you have to say Havdalah before you do malacha, is pshat that until you separate between Shabbos and the weekday, you're not allowed to do malacha? If that's pshat, he says that's what Rashi says, so say Baruch HaMavdol. You didn't say Hashem's name, doesn't make a difference. Yes, that's enough. And that's why, even if you don't say it, a malacha ketana you could do also. But if pshat is that Chazal were concerned. He says that's what the Rif says. Chazal were concerned that if you're going to start doing melacha before you make Avdallah, you're never going to make Avdallah. So that's why you have to say Baruch Atah Hashem before you do melacha. And you're not allowed to do any melacha. Why? Because our concern is that we don't want you to forget to make Avdallah. If that's the concern, so obviously you have to say Avdallah. And obviously we don't want you to do any melacha, because once you start melacha, you may forget. One more shayla aloch lemais I saw. It's a cute shayla, but it could happen. Tzitzeli Yezza discusses this shayla. The aloch is that until you say Avdallah, you're not allowed to do melacha. So let's say you go on to into a car, Matzoy Shabbos. It's being driven by a religious Jew, by a not religious Jew. He doesn't make Avdallah. So he's not allowed to do melacha. So how can you go into the car that he's driving? In Israel, the problem is very significant, because all the bus drivers drive buses, and they go onto the bus Matzoy Shabbos. They didn't make Avdallah. What are you supposed to do? The whole shayla. Right. Okay, what's the answer? So he gives a push to Eitzah. And it's a good Eitzah. It's anyway a good Eitzah. He says what you should do is when you get on the bus, you should say Shavua Tov or Gutvach. And what's he going to say back to you? He's also going to say that. Once he says that, that's his Havdalah. Once it's Havdalah, he's allowed to do the Malacha.